Couple things about this photo. First of all, once again, it's taken by Fuji, and at this point, I'm starting to think I need to rename this blog Weekly Fuji, but that's not the case. I won't rename the blog. It's always going to be Weekly 50, even if I take photos with other lenses. And it wasn't something I had planned. I brought my camera with me when we had some friends visiting, and we went and walked around campus one evening, and the sun was setting, and the weather was nice, and I didn't plan on taking any pictures other than just us and my friends. But as we're walking down this pathway in front of the library, and the library is on the right hand side, and actually you can see the library in a couple pictures back. If you scroll down on the blog, it was in a photo called Respite, I think. You can see the library, and so you can kind of see where I would be standing in this photo here. Anyway, as we were walking down campus, I saw this tree with these flowers hanging down. And with the sun behind, I thought it might make an interesting photo. And I knew that it would be a little tricky because it would be so backlit. And so one thing about this photo is that it was taken by Fuji. And the other thing, though, is that there's no post-processing. I didn't do anything to it, not that I remember anyway. I mean, I may have cropped it just a little bit, but I tried to get everything in camera. And on the Fuji cameras, they have these different film simulations, and the one I prefer most is called Classic Chrome, and you might have noticed on a couple other pictures I shot with the Fuji that the colors are kind of desaturated a little bit, and it gives it this nice, I don't know, it's got this nice quality to it that it's not as punchy or vibrant, and I kind of like it, so I've been using Classic Chrome quite a bit. But this particular picture, I shot in JPEG, and I used a film simulation called Velvia, I think. I should check. But I wanted to get this as much in camera as I possibly could, so I didn't have to spend time in Lightroom doing any sort of editing. For the most part, I think I'm happy. I just don't like it, the composition. It's kind of clunky. You got the sunset in the back, and I stopped down to f11 to see if I could get some star trails or a starburst, but the sun wasn't low enough yet to give me a smaller point of light, which would have given me some starburst. So that didn't quite work. The flowers kind of jut down in the frame like this blob on the left, and it's not as well composed as I would have liked. And I honestly think I would have preferred taking this with a 50 or even an 85, so I could really focus on just one of those flowers. As it is, it was a fun experiment to try, but nothing to write home about. Even so, I wanted to post it here as just an example of the type of photo that you can get sometimes. You couldn't really take this with a smartphone. Their apertures are much larger, and the background wouldn't have been blurred out. So it was a fun way to try taking this type of photo with a Fuji or with a different type of camera. But all in all, I wouldn't really put this as one of my favorite pictures.